KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, Little Pink, to start your Monday. Oh my gosh, what a fabulous day. What a great week this is going to be. And not only great, it's going to be hot. You better be prepared. Get those fans out, get the ice bags out, and travel with some sort of shade if you can. You know, I never thought about it until, I guess, as I got older. It's like, you know what? Umbrellas are good in the summer just as much as they are in the winter. Talk lines are open this morning at 884-9910. I've got a couple of things I'd like to go over with you. 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you've missed any of the past shows or hours, please log on to 991fmtalk.com, and you can check out our podcasts. Just go into the Monica J. Show. So you didn't think that the Gilroy Garlic Festival was going to go away without the anti-gunners coming out of the woodworks, did you? Yeah. Love that festival. Been many a times. Not only the fact that I love garlic, but it's a great community. And being from Northern California in Redding, you know, it's just a quick jaunt down. So in that park, weapons of any kind are prohibited. Any kind. Pocket knives, guns, slingshots, even fireworks. Good for them because it is a very dry area. We witness these shootings happen. My heart goes out to the people and the families affected by this, the lives that were lost. But already coming forward, imagine that. Kamala Harris, a presidential hopeful, Beto O'Rourke's got his sights set on Northern Nevada. Can't remember if he was here this weekend or if he's coming, but either way. So Kamala reacted to the Gilroy shooting by urging Americans not to tolerate a gun violence epidemic. And, of course, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence responded to the attack with a gun control push. You know how controlled firearms are in California? It's bad. I mean, I think they're second only to Washington, D.C. You even have to have a fingerprint. Yes, you got to go in and give your little thumbprint there to buy ammo. Yet with all these restrictions in place, stuff like this still happens. Why? Because they're targeting law-abiding citizens. They are not going after the criminals. They are not going after the people who should not have firearms. We've heard Jane talk about the list that they have down in Las Vegas that is, well, it's private unless you go in and you search it out, of people that have been convicted of domestic violence. They still have their firearms. People with mental health issues, people that have been reported. We've heard this a few times coming out of California. Seems like a lot of these more major shootings, these incidents, after all is said and done, you start going into the history of this person. You start finding out that he was reported to law enforcement. He was reported to the FBI. She was you know, reported to even by family members to officials. But they do their little check. They have their one-time talk, and then, oh, they seem okay. Yeah. And then something like this happens again. And what do? They again go after law-abiding citizens. It was a wonderful rally yesterday. I got to meet so many listeners. Susie and Khalid, and just great support out there. Got to see already friends, Christy, and the list goes on and on. But there should have been more people out there. Gilroy is just another example of why Governor Sisolak needs to be recalled and out of office for the red flag laws that he signed into place. Because of Bloomberg and California. California can't seem to protect their own. What are their laws creeping in to Nevada? What is that going to do for us? Limit our ability to take care of ourselves. I have weak hands. I always have. I have a cute little Ruger 380, and I don't like it. My husband loves it. I don't like it because it's a double pull. For people who aren't familiar with firearms, that means I have to pull the trigger, and then I have to pull it back even further to make it fire. That's not comfortable to me. But now if I go in to any firearms dealer, if I go into any of the Smiths who can fix it for me, it's illegal. Can't be modified. Can't loosen up that trigger pull at all. Because Governor Sisolak feels as though, and Democrats feel as though, that is, you know, that's not good for society. Being able to fire my weapon easily when I'm in danger, that's not good for the public. So if arthritis sets in or anything else happens to me later on in life, well, I better figure out a different way to protect myself, because I'm not going to be able to pull that trigger because I can't have it modified at all. I feel I missed out on life not having kids, but that was a decision my husband and I made a long time ago, and we stood by it. If I had kids in my house today, I have to think twice about inviting my little sister from Big Brother's up there. Because if I don't go around the house and grab all of the firearms that I keep in different rooms, yes, I do keep in different rooms. Because if somebody decides to do a home invasion, are you going to have a sign on your door that says, please enter through this door because I have a firearm available? But you're at the other end of the house, so that doesn't work. So I have them strategically placed out of sight so I can easily get to them, rather than running all the way back to my safe in a panic, trying to remember the code. Thank goodness we at least have a digital safe, so I can rather than, okay, turn this way, turn that way, turn this way. Go, oh, I missed it. Okay, go this way, turn it around. Because thanks to Sisolak as well, you have to have those all those in a safe if you have children around at all. You need to start participating. The petition is coming. This is being done strategically, but the rallies have to get people together in the communities to make sure that we have the signatures that we're going to be getting at the end of the year. This is a process. You know it's a process. You don't just walk out somewhere and sign the petition. You start with the rallies, you start with the support, you start with the funding. Battleborn Firearms and Ammo down in Carson City has been donating beautiful firearms, 1911s, to get the fundraising going. Come out for the raffle. I lost again, by the way. We have rallies coming up in Fallon. We have rallies coming up in Minden. We're looking for somebody to get together and help for a rally in Fernley. There's going to be another one in Carson City in the future. There's one already planned for Las Vegas. For all my Vegas friends who listen online, go online. Find the dates. Get on Facebook. Get the dates. Get your family together and bring the kids. I was so impressed to see so many kids yesterday. I loved it. Why? Because the rights that we are fighting for right now are their rights. It's their future. I don't have to have kids to know how important this is. Because if the Second Amendment fails, all of the other rights fall by the wayside as well. Because the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, to have a well-armed militia, to make sure that those rights are not infringed upon, is the only thing protecting all of the other rights. Don't tread on me still stands today. I mean, if we have to change the words, don't mess with me. I guess we can do that, but some people just aren't listening, and those people want to be the next president. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Again, my heart goes out for those families. But their officials, they weren't protecting them. It wasn't the people that were in that park. Also being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Yes, yes, yes. Now being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. Love to have you as part of the party. 884-9910. Numbers don't change there. That's the phone line to call. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. DJ, thank you so much for that. I love your email that you just sent me. And you're my favorite listener of all time as well. Hey, Terry, I know that. My husband has a Glock. Terry just sent me a quick email. My wife also has small hands and finds the Glock 42 in 380 fits her better than the Ruger. The Glock 42 is single action. Oh, trust me, Terry. I have a number of single-action firearms. My car, my Kimbers, my Glocks, and my Sig Sauers, but my Sig Sauer 380 is absolutely my favorite. That is my concealed carry, and I have no problem firing that. I was just using that Ruger as an example, because I wanted to sell it, actually, but my husband won't let me do that. You know, I don't feel like selling any guns now. I mean, we have multiple ARs, and I have only my one AK because that is my baby. It's the real AK with the bayonet, you know, just in case that zombie apocalypse. And you run out of bullets in the future. Always got to have that bayonet. But I find in today's society that the way that we are going with gun laws and politicians and, you know, trying, as they try to make themselves look caring and whatnot, that I won't ever sell any of my firearms. I have just become a collector. And for all the politicians out there, you know, actually, I don't have any firearms anymore. They all went down in a tragic accident. Wanda, what did you just send me? Let's see. Should we have a catastrophic event leaving us all without electricity and the stores have no food, who will the snowflakes turn to? The citizens with guns to hunt and protect. Thank you for holding the line. An oppressed California conservative. Oh, Wanda, I hope you're still not in California. But you know what? There are parts of California that I would just like to take under and just bring over here, especially in the Truckee area. Just love that whole area. We should just take Lake Tahoe. Just take it all that area. It's closer to us. We're better for you. What can I say? Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Sometimes the emails aren't as nice, but it puts me back in my place of sometimes when I say and do things. So I have to fix something here. David, thank you for sending me this. Hi, Monica. The last segment made it sound, this was from Friday, I believe. Last segment made it sound like you think everyone on Snap is a cheat. I was out of work for a bit, over 4 years, until the Trump economy made it possible for me to get a job again in the manufacturing industry. Thank you for giving the credit to Trump. I appreciate that. Obama says it's all his doing. During that time, I was on SNAP after unemployment ran out. During the last 2 years while unemployed, I went to college full-time to get a degree in automated systems. While I have no doubt that there are a lot of people who cheat, I just wanted to point out that you know someone who is living proof that not everyone on SNAP is cheating the system. David, I am so sorry if I made it sound like that. Not only you and friends that I have that are using the program, my nephews, both of them, because of the way they were raised with lack of education, were both on the system for a long time. And it was frustrating because I looked at what my nephew was making and, it, you know, minimum wage, blah, blah, blah. And yet he only got $14 worth of food stamps, which I just didn't understand in California. It was like no help at all. It's only help for the people who are completely out of work. So if you are or ever were on the SNAP program, I know there are a lot of good people out there who need that little extra help. We have a government that is there for you. So by all means, make use of it. When I talk about it, because, oh, David, I just remembered what I was talking about. That they're pulling back on the food stamp program, and the food bank here is gearing up. They're saying that all of these people are going to go in and have to need this help. But you have to understand that the people who truly need help will get help. The people who are selling those EBT cards or whatever, however they do it, or go in and buy stuff for other people so they can get the cash to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol, to buy whatever, those are the people that we're trying to get off the rolls. So the single moms and dads, the people who are working two and three jobs to support their family, because things do go the wrong way still. I don't have high hopes for people in the food industries and industries that can be easily automated, especially if they're still fighting for $15 minimum wage. You're going to see what happens. And then, like Seattle is right now, you're going to say, what were we thinking? Well, I'm thinking that I am so proud we are the home of Fox News. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show at 884-9910. Love to hear from you today. Got this email at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. This is very interesting. Angel investing. So the Federal Reserve has determined that for every $20 that you make from the old-fashioned stock market, you could make $33,000 through the private market. Interesting. You know, there are a lot of competitive shooters in this area. I got to call one of them and have him come in and explain how that works. You know, we have also a rifle team in the Olympics. I don't know how much longer we're going to have that in the Summer Games. We seem to be going to more of this frou-frou stuff. And if you remember the last Summer Olympics, we actually got a gold. But the political correctness of today, we couldn't get as excited about it. It wasn't reported as much as, oh, all the other things. We used to have a world championship rifle team here in Nevada. But after a lot of fundraising and support from the NRA to get a new shooting facility for them, a new practice facility, don't know why. More championships than football, baseball, basketball. Not one, but all three of them put together. More championships being brought home by that rifle team. It was done away with. So for kids who were actually wanting to come to the University of Nevada, Reno, and be on the rifle team, oh, take, you know, ag classes. UNR sure has changed, hasn't it? Sad. Sad how political correctness and the rest of the ills of the world just... and snowflakes seem to take over. Now, they still have great programs. Geology programs, the mining industry. This makes you wonder why all that's going on. We had a fire here this last week. Well, actually, we had a fire here yesterday, too. But we have such an awesome fire response team that they're getting knocked down at 5 and 10 acres a pop. But the Jasper fire got a little bit bigger. Got to some buildings. Got to a home. People were really scared. People evacuating. Still haven't had to do that yet. I've been ready for it a couple of times. But haven't had to do it. And that's got to be the scariest thing in the world. Knowing that you can only take a few things with you. the important stuff. But isn't it all important? The memories, the things you can't. I can't get my safe into the back of my car, into the back of the truck within 10, 15 minutes. Thank goodness it's fire rated. But depending on how hot that fire is, it's not always guaranteed. It only goes up to so much, and depending on what kind of safe you have, always buy a good safe. Always. Wherever you need to go. Don't get one just because it's, you know, $5.99. If you're going to get a safe, get a safe. Spend over $1 million for that fire in fighting it. That doesn't include the cost of all the loss. Target shooters, bless them that they stayed. They were out there. They were target shooting. They stayed. They'll go with the consequences. But, you know, it's sad that people have to go out and shoot in the desert where a ricochet could happen at any moment. You're practicing on a rifle. You're not going to see a spark. You're not going to see where a hot piece of lead falls and then starts up a fire after you've already cleaned up and gone. So I have to wonder why the Washoe County Regional Shooting Facility out on Pyramid Highway is closed on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays of each week to the general public, especially during critical fire seasons. I mean, if they want to, you know, shut down a little bit more in the winter because people don't go out as much, that's fine. But in the summer, maybe you get off work an hour early and you decide that you want to go practice with your new 45 or something. Oh, but wait, it's Tuesday. You can't go to the range that your tax dollars pay for. Well, go tomorrow. No, you can't go out there on Wednesday either. Or Thursday. Well, people are working. They don't have to go out in the middle of the week. Excuse me. People work on the weekends. This is a 24-hour tourist town, remember? We keep it going 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365. So the range that you are paying for, and say your days off are Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you do not have access to. So, what do? Next best thing, you know the rules, how far you have to be away from homes. Of course, those homes are getting closer and closer and closer and more developments being built. Just go out in the desert. Then an accident happens because of the heat. You think it's safe. Same thing goes for Carson City. Ain't a whole lot of public time for just the general public to go down and shoot at the Carson range, if any. Task force? Let's give it to all the people who are getting certified for the CCWs and give it to people making money off of it. Not to the general public who is actually paying for it. Remember, all these facilities all of these services that are paid for by the government, by the county, by the city. Say it with me. There is no such thing as government money. That is your money. You are paying for that. You are paying the salaries of people who are rude and won't listen to you. You are paying for the facilities that are being shut down to you. When do you start saying something? When it's your house that burns down? Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. Listen, the you want to know why the rifle teams are no longer here? It's because President Johnson thought, you know, let's get the men's cross-country team in here. They figured that would be more of a money. The excuse that they gave is more of a money maker compared to the rifle team. Even though the rifle team, you're right, they're bringing in more championships, but the real emphasis is all about the money. The fact that the excuse that they gave was it cost more money than they were bringing in, and they figured the cross country team would bring more, or align it more with the Mountain West sports compared to rifle team. But in the end, it was all about the money.
And Ryan, you are right. It's all about the money, because if they didn't take advantage of those championships and go out and get a sponsor to sponsor those teams and to make sure that, you know, coaches were paid because they were volunteering, then you know what? Yep. They didn't go out and try to get a sponsor for them.
They did.
And that is a huge problem.
No, they did a piss poor job of leveraging the rifle team, the fact that the rifle team has more national championships than the other sports. But because since it's a small elite group, and it's a small, you know, traveling, the cost of travel, that they didn't leverage their momentum of having a champion, the last national championship that they got here, they didn't leverage it to the point of saying, look, we're a team that actually wins championships. They didn't go out to community. For example, with the coach, Muscleman, you know, they went into community, all the boosts, like the casinos, easily like that. They just didn't leverage the fact that, you know, the raffle team was not leveraged right to the fact, you know, maximizing of them winning championships, while the basketball team, you know, hey, listen, we're going to lose our coach, and all of a sudden the casino, a.k.a. the casinos, came out with the money. But in the end, it was all about the money.
Yeah. Ryan, thank you for the call.
You're welcome,
and thank
Monica.
You for pointing it out, because that's what it's all about. Yeah. You
That's
know, plus in a PC.
For.
I know you're there, Ryan. Thanks for the call. But that is what it's all about. Plus, in a time of this PC era, it just shows even more that, oh gosh, everybody can embrace football or baseball, the American sport, and basketball. But, you know, we might want to reconsider the rifle team. Yeah, right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, check in with Vance. Hi, Vance. What do you want to talk about?
Well, basically the same thing, but I got a parallel once I get past this first one, all right? I believe what you're describing falls under the word hostage. They have taken our rights hostage. They've taken our facilities hostage and said, well, you can't use these unless, and guess who has the firepower to enforce it? Are we going to challenge the police on this? Or are we going to challenge the county on this? Well, I'm going to challenge the county every couple of weeks. I'm down there in the commissioner's office. So, and I have that my first presentation, I did use that word hostage. So, anyways, and red flag laws, all right? You don't necessarily have to have a relative, okay? I live adjacent to a street, which is a main thoroughfare, and I'm out here working on my yard. I've been here since September 96, and for that entire time, and this was prior to the road being paved up in the Antelope Valley, we have had a problem with chronic speeders. Now, I'm out here, and I'm gesturing with my hands, 2-5, 2-5, and we've got people I'm going to sound like a sexist on this one, but a good many of them are women, young women going down through here in excess of 50 to 60 miles an hour. Now, all one of them has to do, and I preempted them, by the way, any one of them has to do is make a phone call and say, hey, there's a crazy man out here, he's gesturing at us, yada, yada, yada. Well, the sheriffs know me. Yay? Because I've called them about mm-hmm. this problem. And there's another angle to the red flag laws. Okay?
Yeah.
The sheriff's non-emergency dispatch has my name, they have my address, and they know what I'm doing. Okay? Few of them have slowed down. A few. But most of them have not. That's where a red flag law can come in also.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because they can come forward and say, you know, he's threatening us with a firearm or whatnot, and guess who's going to get their firearms taken away?
Well, I won't, because, like I said, I made a preemptive call, and one deputy in particular who patrols out here knows me, not face-to-face, but I've talked to him on the phone. He knows where I live, and he knows exactly what I am doing. So if there's anybody out there who is thinking that they're facing a similar situation, make that preemptive call. Get to know your deputies. Get to know your officers, your rank-and-file officers. Okay?
Yeah.
The police chiefs
are worthless.
We got
a great team out there.
Don't
get me started on that. That's when you get into the politics, Vance. Thanks for the call, Vance. And we'll be right back at 884-9910 after this quick break on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, indeed. 884-9910. Those are the talk lines if you want to call in and be heard. But I love getting your emails, too, at monica@991fmtalk.com. Bill, you're the best. Thank you so much. So Bill just sent me an email. The folks running the range are phenomenal. Yes, they are. I was out there for the first time this weekend. Jerry and his group of volunteers are amazing. If I had to guess, I would say the higher-ups and administrative costs are why it's closed. I believe Jerry is the only range master, and he works 4/10s. He's not allowed a sick day because if he's sick, he still has to go to work to shut down the range. Where does the money go that we pay to use it? I'm sure there is tax money going to the range, and I'm sure it's not going into the rangemaster's pocket and his staff, again, his volunteer. Bill, you are so right on. Not only, you know, those administrative fees, but it's not being funded like it should. So who are those higher-ups? It's Washoe County. It's the commissioners. It's the county manager. These people who are putting the budgets together. We need to get people to look forward. They say hindsight's 20/20, but how much has to be lost in that 2020 vision from back there? With just the cost that is spent, yes, a bunch of that $1 million is going to go to the BLM, because they got in and did the majority of that firefight. But what about the fire that was the week before that? That was suspected target shooting. Never got a full answer on that. The cost for that. What about the fires that we had last year from suspected fires? The property that was lost from those suspected target shooting fires. This is what I'm saying. It's your range. If you don't say something to the commissioners, if you don't say something, then they put their money someplace else. They put their money into another pet project of somebody else who has their ear. A lot of people love to shoot in this area. 7 days a week. If we had taken just a portion of that money and open up our range, get it funded 7 days a week, get another range master in there so poor Jerry doesn't have to work himself to death on it, especially when we've got these 110 days coming. Whew, it was hot out there yesterday. At least there's a little bit of shade out there, but it needs to be improved. Your tax dollars is what is paying for it. And down in Carson City, oh my gosh, what a fight that is just to get access. Again, it's your range. Fight for the things that you want. Seems to be a lot of volunteerism around here and not a lot of help with the public officials.